파트 1. 일반적 내용 이해. 패턴 1. 주제, 제목.
Sample question.
다음을 듣고 글의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
In a family, there are different members, each having different responsibilities and roles. The head of the family, usually the father, has the greatest influence on the family. However, this does not mean that children don't influence their parents. Moreover, how family members interact with each other also shapes their relationships with others, such as neighbors and friends. Therefore, how the father behaves greatly affects how his children will behave outside of the family. In a sense, society is a network of relationships among individuals. Each will influence the others, and each will be influenced by the others. And how we influence others will be relevant to how we were influenced by our father.
1번. 다음을 듣고 글의 제목으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
We often hear that successful people are hardworking individuals who spend countless hours in the office and then bring work home. Therefore, their lives are defined by their work. When Dr. Smith interviewed CEOs in major industries, however, he found that they know how to relax at home and when to leave their work at the office. Also, CEOs realize that spending an ample amount of time with their family and friends is the key to their rise to the top. These successful people are willing to work hard, but not all the time. For them, work is not everything in life. There are other things that can define them, such as their family.
2번, 다음을 듣고 글의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Bus drivers have decided to put down their driving gloves next week if their demands are not met. The bus service will be interrupted next Tuesday if the current standoff continues. And everyone involved in the negotiations is pessimistic about a possible compromise between the drivers and the bus company. The most contentious issue is the reduced health benefits for the drivers. Moreover, people who are familiar with the situation believe that the walkout will last for at least a week, making the rush hour a nightmare for 500,000 bus riders. Many people will have to resort to other forms of transportation. It will be a good idea to take out your bicycle from the garage if you live less than 5 miles from work.
3번, 다음을 듣고 글의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
In the beginning, most people were nomads. They were migrating from place to place to hunt animals and gather wild fruits and plants to eat. But around 10,000 years ago, some people began to settle down and cultivate the land. Soon after, small settlements developed into towns, and these towns resulted in what we now know as the first civilization. The word civilization means town in Latin. No one knows for sure where precisely the first civilization emerged. However, it is very likely that the first civilization began in the Middle East, where the world's most ancient cities are found. The oldest known city is Jericho.
4번, 다음을 듣고 글의 제목으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The ambition of artists is to provide a sense of permanence to the present, to depict their age by creating works that will be remembered forever. This is why we cherish art. It enables us to pass down what we see today to the future generation. Technicians, on the other hand, focus on the future by making new discoveries. Technology strives to seek constant change and development. Once a new technique is developed and implemented, society will do away with the old technique. The automobile replaced the horse and carriage. The electric light bulbs displaced kerosene lamps, and word processors took the place of typewriters.
5번 다음을 듣고 글의 제목으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Try to sit or lie down, whichever makes you feel more comfortable, and close your eyes. Imagine a perfect summer day and you are on the beach. An ocean breeze cools your face, but your hands are getting warmer and warmer because of the sun. Your hands are increasingly starting to soak up more heat from the sun. They become too hot to touch anything. After thinking like this for a few minutes, open your eyes. The headache that was forcing you to have a terrible day will be gone. In other words, imagining that you have warm hands makes the blood flow toward your hands rather than toward your head. This is how you could relieve your pain without the aid of aspirin.
6번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 무엇에 관하여 대화를 나누는지 고르시오.
Roger, don't forget about our discussion group meeting tomorrow.
Oh, Mimi, I was going to come, but something happened.
What is it now? Last week you lost your dog in the park.
My cousin is coming to town tomorrow and I need to show him around.
The meeting is only for an hour. I'm sure you can be with your cousin before and after our meeting.
Yeah, but our meeting is at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so?
That's when he is arriving at the train station. I need to go and pick him up.
You and your excuses. You better come to the meeting next week then.
Oh, I will. I promise.
7번, 8번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
During the colonial period in American history, most communication and trade was conducted by ocean-going vessels sailing along the eastern seaboard. As farms and great estates developed inland, the rivers of the east became the main transportation routes for people and goods. The settlement of the west brought the Mississippi River system into the national transportation network, and eventually the steamboat made the Mississippi the foremost inland carrier of all. With the introduction of the steamboat to the Mississippi by Robert Fulton in 1811, transportation time and costs were greatly reduced. As technological improvements increased the speed at which boats could travel, particularly upstream from one river port to another, operators were able to make a profit and greatly reduce rates at the same time. The steamboat also raised the volume of goods exchanged between the South and the rapidly growing West. Products grown in the western states were transported quickly down to the levees of New Orleans for shipment overseas or for distribution by coastal vessels to the rest of the South and Southwest and even to the East. Most of the commodities from abroad or from the East were funneled into this booming port for shipment inland.
7번, 글의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Roger,